Chapter 77. Mass Airflow Sensors. Speed Density Systems. Engines that do not use an airflow meter or sensor rely on calculating the amount of air entering the engine by using the MAP sensor and engine speed as the major factors. The method of calculating the amount of fuel needed by the engine is called speed density. Mass Airflow Sensor Types. Purpose and Function. The purpose and function of mass airflow sensors is to measure the amount of air entering the engine. Hot Film Sensor. The hot film sensor uses a temperature sensing resistor, thermistor, to measure the temperature of the incoming air. Through the electronics within the sensor, a conductive film is kept at a temperature 158 degrees Fahrenheit, or 70 degrees Celsius, above the temperature of the incoming air. See Figure 77-1. Because the amount and density of the air both tend to contribute to the cooling effect as the air passes through the sensor, this type of sensor can actually produce an output based on the mass of the airflow. Mass equals volume times density. For example, cold air is denser than warm air, so a small amount of cold air may have the same mass as a larger amount of warm air. Therefore, a mass airflow sensor is designed to measure the mass, not the volume, of the air entering the engine. The output of this type of sensor is usually a frequency based on the amount of air entering the sensor. The more air that enters the sensor, the more the hot film is cooled. The electronics inside the sensor, therefore, increase the current flow through the hot film to maintain the 158 degrees Fahrenheit, or 70 degrees Celsius, temperature differential between the air temperature and the temperature of the hot film. This change in current flow is converted to a frequency output that the computer can use as a measurement of airflow. Most of these types of sensors are referred to as mass airflow sensors because, unlike the air vane sensor, the MAF sensor takes into account relative humidity, altitude, and temperature of the air. The denser the air, the greater the cooling effect on the hot film sensor and the greater the amount of fuel required for proper combustion. Refer to Figure 77-1. This five-wire mass airflow sensor consists of a metal foil sensing unit, an intake air temperature sensor, and the electronic module. Hot wire sensor. The hot wire sensor is similar to the hot film type, but uses a hot wire to sense the mass airflow instead of the hot film. Like the hot film sensor, the hot wire sensor uses a temperature sensing resistor, or thermistor, to measure the temperature of the air entering the sensor. See Figure 77-2. The electronic circuitry within the sensor keeps the temperature of the wire at 158 degrees Fahrenheit, or 70 degrees Celsius, above the temperature of the incoming air. Both designs operate in essentially the same way. A resistor wire or screen installed in the path of intake airflow is heated to a constant temperature by electric current provided by the computer. Air flowing past the screen or wire cools it. The degree of cooling varies with air velocity, temperature, density, and humidity. These factors combine to indicate the mass of air entering the engine. As the screen or wire cools, more current is required to maintain the specified temperature. As the screen or wire heats up, less current is required. The operating principle can be summarized as follows. More intake air volume equals cooler sensor, more current. And less intake air volume equals warmer sensor, less current. The computer constantly monitors the change in current and translates it into a voltage signal that is used to determine injector pulse width. Burn-off circuit. Some MAF sensor use a burn-off circuit to keep the sensing wire clean of dust and dirt. A high current is passed through the sensing wire for a short time, but long enough to cause the wire to glow due to the heat. The burn-off circuit is turned on when the ignition switch is switched off after the engine has been operating long enough to achieve normal operating temperature. Refer to Figure 77-2. The sensing wire in a typical hot wire mass airflow sensor. Karman vortex sensors. In 1912, a Hungarian scientist named Theodor van Karman observed that vortexes were created when air passed over a pointed surface. This type of sensor sends a sound wave through the turbulence created by incoming air passing through the sensor. Air mass is calculated based on the time required for the sound waves to cross the turbulent air passage. There are two basic designs of Karman vortex airflow sensors. The two types include Design Number 1. Ultrasonic. This type of sensor uses ultrasonic waves to detect the vortexes that are produced, and produce a digital, or on and off, signal where frequency is proportional to the amount of air passing through the sensor. See Figure 77-3. Design Number 2. Pressure type. Chrysler uses a pressure type Karman vortex sensor that uses a pressure sensor to detect the vortexes. As the airflow through the sensor increases, so do the number of pressure variations. The electronics in the sensor convert these pressure variations to a square wave, or digital DC voltage, signal, whose frequency is in proportion to the airflow through the sensor. PCM uses for airflow sensors. The PCM uses the information from the airflow sensor for the following purposes. Purpose 1. Airflow sensors are used mostly to determine the amount of fuel needed and base pulse width numbers. The greater the mass of the incoming air, the longer the injectors are pulsed on. Purpose 2. Airflow sensors back up the TP sensor in the event of a loss of signal or an inaccurate throttle position sensor signal. If the MAF sensor fails, then the PCM calculates the fuel delivery needs of the engine based on throttle position and engine speed, or RPM. Refer to Figure 77-3. A Karman vortex airflow sensor uses a triangle-shaped rod to create vortexes as the air flows through the sensor. The electronics in the sensor itself converts these vortexes to a digital square wave signal. Case study: the dirty MAF sensor story. The owner of a Buick Park Avenue equipped with a 3800 V6 engine complained that the engine would hesitate during acceleration, showed lack of power, and seemed to surge or miss at times. A visual inspection found everything to be like new, including a new air filter. There were no stored diagnostic trouble codes. A look at the scan data showed airflow to be within the recommended 3 to 7 grams per second. A check of the frequency output showed the problem. Idle frequency is 2.177 kHz. Normal frequency at idle speed should be 2.37 to 2.52 kHz. Cleaning the hot wire of the MAF sensor restored proper operation. The sensor wire was covered with what looked like fine fibers, possibly from the replacement air filter. The summary: the complaint, customer stated that the engine hesitated when accelerating. The cause, tests confirmed that the MAF sensor was operating correctly, but the frequency output at idle was not within the normal range. The correction: cleaning the MAF sensor restored proper operation of the sensor and the engine now accelerates normally. Testing mass airflow sensors. Visual inspection. Start the testing of a MAF sensor by performing a thorough visual inspection. Look at all the hoses that direct and send air, especially between the MAF sensor and the throttle body. Also check the electrical connector for corrosion. Terminals that are bent or pushed out of the plastic connector, and frayed wiring. MAF sensor output test. A digital multimeter, set to read DC volts, can be used to check the MAF sensor. See the chart that shows the voltage output compared with the grams per second of airflow through the sensor. Normal airflow is 3 to 7 grams per second. See chart 77-1. Refer to chart 77-1. Chart showing the amount of air entering the engine in grams per second compared to the sensor output voltage. Frequently asked question: what is meant by a high authority sensor? A high authority sensor is a sensor that has a major influence over the amount of fuel being delivered to the engine. For example, at engine startup, the engine coolant temperature sensor is a high authority sensor and the oxygen sensor is a low authority sensor. However, as the engine reaches operating temperature, the oxygen sensor becomes a high authority sensor and can greatly affect the amount of fuel being supplied to the engine. Refer to chart on page 899. Tap test. With the engine running at idle speed, gently tap the MAF sensor with the fingers of an open hand. If the engine stumbles or stalls, the MAF sensor is defective. This test is commonly called the tap test. Digital meter test of a MAF sensor. A digital multimeter can be used to measure the frequency output of the sensor and compare the reading with specifications. The frequency output and engine speed in RPM can also be plotted on a graph to check to see if the frequency and RPM are proportional, resulting in a straight line on the graph. Refer to Figure 77-4. Carefully check the hose between the MAF sensor and the throttle plate for cracks or splits that could create extra, or false, air into the engine that is not measured by the MAF sensor. Frequently asked question: what is false air? Airflow sensors and mass airflow sensors are designed to measure all the air entering the engine. If an air inlet hose was loose or had a hole, extra air could enter the engine without being measured. This extra air is often called false air. See Figure 77-4. Note: if the engine runs well in reverse, yet runs terrible in any forward gear, carefully look at the inlet hose for air leaks that open when the engine torque moves the engine slightly on its mounts. MAF sensor contamination. Dirt, oil, silicon, or even spider webs can coat the sensing wire. Because it tends to insulate the sensing wire at low airflow rates, a contaminated sensor often overestimates the amount of air entering the engine at idle and, therefore, causes the fuel system to go rich. At higher engine speeds near wide open throttle, abbreviated WOT, the contamination can cause the sensor to underestimate the amount of air entering the engine. As a result, the fuel system goes lean, causing spark knock and lack of power concerns. To check for contamination, check the fuel trim numbers. If the fuel trim is negative, or removing fuel at idle, yet is positive, adding fuel at higher engine speeds, a contaminated MAF sensor is a likely cause. Other tests for a contaminated MAF sensor are: Number 1. At WOT, the grams per second, as read on a scan thule, should exceed 100. Number 2. The larger the engine, the greater the airflow. Multiply the engine displacement in liters by 40 or by 50 if equipped with variable valve timing, abbreviated VVT. For example, a 3.6-liter V6 with VVT should flow 180 grams per second at WOT. Number 3. At WOT, the voltage, as read on a digital voltmeter, should exceed 4 volts for an analog sensor. Number 5. At WOT, the frequency, as read on a meter or scan tool, should exceed 7 kHz for a digital sensor. If the readings do not exceed these values, then the MAF sensor is contaminated. Refer to Figure 77-5. A scope display showing a normal Chevrolet Equinox MAF sensor at idle speed. The frequency is 2600 Hz. MAF sensor scope testing. A digital storage oscilloscope can be used to monitor the operation of a MAF sensor. Connect the test leads to the signal wire in the sensor ground and, following the scope instructions, look for a consistent pattern that changes in frequency as the engine speed is increased. See Figure 77-5. Tech tip: the unplug it test. If a sensor is defective, yet produces a signal to the computer often accepts the reading and makes the required changes in fuel delivery and spark advance. If, however, the sensor is not reading correctly, the computer processes this wrong information and performs an action, assuming that information being supplied is accurate. If in doubt, take it out. If the engine operates better with a sensor unplugged, then suspect that the sensor is defective. A sensor that is not supplying the correct information is said to be skewed. The computer does not set a diagnostic trouble code for this condition because the computer can often not detect that the sensor is supplying wrong information. MAF-related diagnostic trouble codes. The diagnostic trouble codes associated with the mass airflow and air vane sensors are as follows. Refer to chart on page 901. Review questions. Question 1. How does a hot film MAF sensor work? Question 2. What change in the signal occurs if engine speed is increased? Question 3. How is a MAF sensor tested? Question 4. What is the purpose of a MAF sensor? Question 5. What are the types of mass airflow sensors? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. A fuel injection system that does not use a sensor to measure the amount, or mass, of air entering the engine is usually called. What type of system? A. Air vane controlled. B. Speed density. C. Mass airflow. D. Hot wire. Question 2. Which type of sensor uses a burn-off circuit? A. Hot wire MAF sensor. B. Hot film MAF sensor. C. Vane type airflow sensor. D. Both A and B. Question 3. The MAF sensor is used mostly by the PCM to determine the amount of to deliver to the engine. A. Vacuum correction. B. Idle air. C. Spark advance. D. Fuel. Question 4. Two technicians are discussing Karman vortex sensors. Technician A says that they contain a burn-off circuit to keep them clean. Technician B says that they contain a movable vane. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 5. The typical MAF reading on a scan tool with the engine at idle speed and normal operating temperature is: A. 1 to 3 grams per second. B. 3 to 7 grams per second. Circa 8 to 12 grams per second. D. 14 to 24 grams per second. Question 6. Two technicians are diagnosing a poorly running engine. They're: are no diagnostic trouble codes. When the MAF sensor is unplugged, the engine runs better. Technician says that this means that the MAF is supplying incorrect airflow information to the PCM. Technician B says that this indicates that the PCM is defective. Which technician is correct?
A.
Technician A only.
B.
Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B.
D.
Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. A. MAF sensor on a General Motors 3800 V6 is being tested for contamination. Technician A says that the sensor should show over 100 grams per second on a scan tool display when the accelerator is depressed to WOT on a running engine. Technician B says that the output frequency should exceed 7000 Hz when the accelerator pedal is depressed to WOT on a running engine. Which technician is correct?
A.
Technician A only.
B.
Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B.
D.
Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. If the MAF sensor fails, the PCM uses what to calculate fuel delivery needs?
A.
MAP and throttle position.
B.
RPM and throttle position. C. Throttle position and transmission RPM.
D.
RPM alone. Question 9. Air that enters the engine without passing through the airflow sensor is called?
A.
Bypass air.
B.
Dirty air. C. False air.
D.
Measured air. Question 10. A. P0102 diagnostic trouble code is being discussed. Technician A says that a sensor circuit shorted to ground can be the cause. Technician B says that an open sensor voltage supply circuit could be the cause. Which technician is correct?
A.
Technician A only.
B.
Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B.
D.
Neither a technician A nor B. End of chapter 77.